Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, we're here that we might be a blessing to you, and we trust that you will bless us by tuning our way this morning. And join right in with us. We're here to worship the Lord, and the Bible said the only way we can worship Him is in spirit and in truth. So let's get right into our service today, and let Martha do this beautiful song for you here. And I think she does a great job on it. It said, "He washed my eyes with tears."
He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore
to continue to pray for and lift her up. I'm so glad to hear from Maud Cruz this past week. She gave me a call and talked to me for a little while, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate her concern for Martha. And I I appreciate all the people's prayers. I need your prayers, and we all need your prayers. We need to stand together because I believe firmly that together we stand, but divided we'll fall apart. So let's stand together and bind our hearts together in this day and time, in this day of wickedness, and there is triumph on every hand, but together we'll stand, and divided we will fall. I will assure you that I'm not hoping that we will, but I'm knowing, according to the Bible, that we will fall apart. So let's stand together and bind our hearts and minds together and pray one for another. If you pray for someone today, well, let me give you a chance to think about it as we play this song for you here. And it says, I'm going to make it on home someday. University many years ago, and a theologian came into the class and said, well, fellows, today we're going to look at heaven geographically. Well, you can't look at heaven geographically according to the Bible, and many statements were made about heaven. He said, well, is there a heaven, and what does the Bible say about it? Well, one fellow, this good friend of mine, sat beside of me. He said, well, Jesus said, in my Father's house there's many mansions. He said, yes, but is that heaven? And the fellow turned to me and he said, Tommy, I'm afraid we're in trouble. This fellow doesn't even believe in heaven. Well, I believe we got a better place to go. If we haven't got a better place to go, then eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die. But I'd rather take my chances with God than without God. So I'm glad for you today. I appreciate you. I want to preach in just a moment on His grace is sufficient. But right now, let's go right back and listen to this song, and I'll be right back today with today's message. This one said, heaven is real, and I believe it's real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. cannot see, and my hands cannot touch it and feel. I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart reels just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul wants to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me.
You the question today, is heaven real? Is there truly a place where Jesus is going to prepare for us? Well, the Bible teaches that, and I believe the Bible, and heaven is real whether I believe it or not. You see, the Bible is not based upon what I believe, but I believe what the Bible is based upon. And Jesus said, in my Father's house there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will prepare that place for you, and I will come again, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The Bible said in Acts, while they stood looking up, that there was angels ascended and said, why stand ye gazing into heaven? That same Jesus that went away is coming again. Well, many people in the Bible have had an experience with God. I know that there's a lot of books on the market where people have had an experience with God. I don't question that. I question some of the wording and some of the meaning that they speak about it. But I believe that Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Now, whether that's where it's at and where it's going to be, I don't know. But I do know that heaven is real. And the Apostle Paul spoke about it over in Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And he said, it was expedient for me, and doubtless into glory, I will come to a vision and a revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But I can say, and knoweth such a man called up into the third heaven, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for me to utter. Now, Paul goes on to say, I prayed three times. I prayed thrice. And Paul was a praying man. He believed in God. He met him on the road and was commissioned there by Jesus Christ. Ananias went down and laid hands upon him and said, Paul, you have been chosen of God to carry the gospel of grace and peace to the nation. And Paul was a Pharisee. Paul was a learner of the law. But he says here in verse 9 of chapter 12, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. I want to deal with that this morning. Is God's grace sufficient today? It was sufficient for the woman who had the blood issue. She said, for so many years I had had this blood issue, and I heard about Jesus. And I said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. Follow her in the crowd. The crowd had gathered. It was great. And the crowd would have drove her away, but she was determined to touch the hem of his garment. And that's what it takes for us today, is determination. And she began to crawl in to the feet of Jesus. And finally, she gets there, and she touches the hem of his garment. Now, tell her that his grace is not sufficient. Tell her that his grace was not sufficient there on that dusty road. And he turned to her and said, daughter, thy faith hath made you whole. And I believe that grace through faith in Jesus Christ can bring about miracles. Miracles only come from God, and only God can create a miracle. It's not when we want a miracle, but it's when we need a miracle. And God said, I will supply the need according to my riches in glory. And there's not a need that we have today that God will not meet that need. Now, think with me just for a moment. Have you ever had a problem that you couldn't get over? Have you ever had a situation that you couldn't get through? God works on things that are thought to be impossible. And what he's done for others, he will do for you. We need to learn today that it's by grace that we're saved. God does not do everything for you, but he gives you grace to believe and trust him. His grace is sufficient for the need of our nation. His grace is sufficient. For when we're dying, his grace is sufficient. When we're living, his grace is sufficient. I cannot say that enough. For without grace, it is impossible to please God. Grace and faith work together through faith, and that not of yourself, that any should boast, but freely given the grace of God. Go on down the road with me just a little ways, and you run into blind Bartimaeus. And he cries out, Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David. And Jesus stops right in his tracks. You see, when you call upon Jesus, he knows when you're calling. He hears and answers every prayer. And his grace is sufficient. When you're calling on God, his grace is sufficient. And when you're calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be convinced in your heart. It's not by work that any man should boast, but freely the gift of God. The gift of God is the grace of God. He said, bring that man to me. And he brought blind Bartimaeus to him. And he said, what would you have me do for you? And he said, oh, that I might receive my sight. And he sent him away, and he received his sight. You see, his grace was sufficient. You can find all through the Bible sufficient grace. His grace is sufficient when we need salvation. Through and by grace are we saved. That not of herself, that any should boast, but freely given the grace of God. I think sometimes that we don't realize the powerfulness of the grace of God. It is greater and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts asunder, coming and going. It cuts us from our sin and cuts us away from our habits, away from our selfishness, away from our pride, away from our stubbornness, away from our jealousy, away from our hatred, away from our bitterness, and brings us to God. You see, it's for by grace are you saved. That not of yourself, that any should boast, but is freely given the grace of God. And he said, Paul, My grace is sufficient for you. And Paul never again asked for that prayer. He accepted the grace of God. And today I say to you, if you would accept the grace of God, listen to what he said. For my grace is sufficient and perfect in weakness. And today, if you're weak, he can make you strong. I like that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is just to carry everything to God in prayer. There is grace in prayer. And when we pray, we must believe. All things are possible to them that will believe. I have been preaching on this radio station since 1986. My message has been something to believe in. I believe in the all-sufficient power of God. I believe that it's not a work, just any man should boast, but it's freely given the grace of God. And if we sometime would turn away from our selfish way and from our biggish way and begin to believe God, I know a lot of preachers that need to believe God. I know a lot of Christians that need to simply believe God. Don't try to do it yourself. I can't do it by myself. I know that through this agony with Martha and praying for her, I sometimes have to question. I want to question God, but I know better. I know that everything works good for them that love the Lord and according to God's purpose. We do not understand everything. You do not have to understand the grace of God. You simply got to believe in the grace of God. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. If He be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against you. The Bible said the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that love Him. And today we can find that the grace of God is sufficient. I say to you today, in your sickness, in your weakness, in your weakest moment, trust me and believe me. Just simply say, I'm not going to worry anymore. I remember my mother came to the door when I was converted and said, son, I just gave you to God. I'm not going to be concerned or worried about you anymore. Hey, my way got rough. My ways got tough. But thank God they brought me to God. You see, my mother believed that God's grace was sufficient. It was sufficient for the need of my life. And thank God I met grace on the sidewalk of Roanoke, Virginia. I said yes to God. And he said, the only scripture could come to me, if I would confess my sin, he would be faithful and just forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You're listening to a man that has walked by faith through the grace of God. I have found his grace is greatly sufficient for me and will be greatly sufficient for you.
That beautiful place we're known as, we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me.
Okay, I enjoy you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning and being with me in the broadcast and being worshiping with me together. I feel today that I am so, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing people who are grumbling and complaining about God and His grace. I believe that God's grace is sufficient. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't preach it to you. I believe what I preach, and I preach what I believe. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible-believing preacher, and if I don't believe it, I can't teach it. I believe it from kiver to kiver, as the old boy said. It said, well, God has died in our time. He said, well, I'd like to know when He died, what killed Him, and where they buried Him, because I want to go visit His grave because I'm one of His sons. Well, God is alive and well and still working in our lives. So let's trust God and just let the world go by. Father, we come to You in the wonderful name of Jesus, the only name given whereby we can be saved. But God, if we don't believe Your grace is sufficient, we'll never be saved. When we turn our life over to You, we're turning our lives over to You. We're saying that You are now the Lord of my life. And I invite You to come and live within me and be my God, be my Father, and guide me and lead me in the path that You want me to go. And Father, Your grace is sufficient for my need and for everyone's need this morning that's listening to this radio broadcast. If they'd only let go and let God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said it. Amen. Well, don't forget to pray for Martha. She needs your prayers. And I'll be at Red Sulphur preaching tonight. And we're just going to have a great time there in the Lord. Love for you to come out and be with us if you can. And again, we're not pastoring full time. If you'd like for me to come into your church and preach for you some Sunday morning, I'd love to get in your church and just meet you. I am what I am. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to hear the gospel, then that's what I'll preach. I have no other gospel to tell you. There is no other gospel but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm like Paul. I mean to know nothing among you except the cross and Him crucified. So if I can come into your church and help you in any way, and you give me a call. If you can help me financially to keep this broadcast going, I appreciate those who financially have helped me down through the years, have stood by me and stood with me and stood for me, because I believe together we're going to stand. So I've been doing this since 86, and it's got to be good. It's got to be real. People must trust me, must believe in me, or I couldn't go this far. So you trust me, and you believe me, and you lift up my hands, lift up Martha's hands. I know that she's in bad shape, but God's grace is sufficient. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.